Hey everyone, welcome back to Science Weekly, the segment where we break down the coolest and wildest scientific research stories of the week. I'm your host Maya, and today we're diving into the mysterious world of brain cells. So you've probably heard of neurons. They're like little messengers in your brain that send signals all over your body. For a long time, scientists thought that once a neuron became a specific type, it was locked in for life. No switching teams. But what if that's not totally true? A new study from the research team called the BrainGeneers, pretty iconic, says we might need to rethink what we thought we knew about how neurons work. These researchers from UC Santa Cruz and UC San Francisco are using 3D models of brain tissue called cerebral organoids to study how the brain develops. These cerebral organoids are like mini brains in a dish. Super cool stuff. One big focus of the study? A specific kind of neuron called parvalbumin positive inhibitory neurons. These little neurons play a big role in how flexible your brain is, and like how kids can learn new languages more easily or how senses adapt when one is lost. They're also connected to neurodevelopmental disorders like autism and schizophrenia. Until now, scientists had a really hard time making a lot of these cells in the lab. But using these 3D brain models, the BrainGeneers pulled it off, creating a bunch of them for the first time ever. That's a huge deal. It means we might finally have a better way to study these cells and understand how they shape the brain. But wait, it gets even cooler. The team also discovered that some neurons might be able to change their identity, like actually transform from one type to another.
Huh?
They took one kind of inhibitory neuron called somatostatin neurons, and when they added them to the 3D brain model, some of them switched over to a positive parvalbumin positive neuron. Now, scientists don't fully know how this switch happens yet. There's still a lot to learn. But just knowing that it happens is huge. It opens up the possibility that this shape-shifting behavior might be happening in our actual brains too, not just in the lab. So what's next? The team wants to dig deeper into what environmental and genetic signals are causing these changes and explore whether this kind of identity shifting happens with other neuron types too. If confirmed, this could totally change how we understand brain development and maybe even how we approach treating neurological disorders. Alright guys, that's it for today's episode of Science Weekly. If your brain isn't buzzing with possibilities right now, it should be. Don't forget to take it easy on yourself, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye!